Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sonia Lal. The federal government remains confident in the AstraZeneca vaccine, despite certain countries in Europe stopping the administration of the vaccine. Denmark, Norway, and Italy are among those who have paused vaccination, while authorities look into possible links to blood clots among recipients. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says Australian authorities don't share these concerns. European Commission spokesman Stefan de Keersmaeke says the EU will follow official advice and monitor the situation.
We follow the science, which means in this case that we follow the advice and the opinion of the European Medicines Agency. The European Medicines Agency is following closely, of course, the use of the vaccines in the different member states. I draw your attention to the fact that yesterday EMA has adopted a preliminary view on the case in Austria, if I'm not mistaken, where they said there was no specific indication that the vaccination led to these conditions.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the aim of delivering two doses of a COVID-19 vaccine to all Australians by October is looking unlikely. The Prime Minister, who is also the Acting Health Minister, says this was brought up as a possibility at least a month ago by Federal Health Department Secretary Professor Brendan Murphy.
The Health Minister made it very clear on the 16th of February. I was standing right next to him where we made it very clear that the change in the advice that the second dose being received after 12 weeks rather than 4 weeks meant that the second dose having been received for AstraZeneca by the end of October wouldn't be possible. So that isn't new information.
Leaders of states across the country appear divided over the federal government's $1.2 billion tourism support package. Western Australia, South Australia, New South Wales and the Victorian government have questioned the fairness of the package, given some states have more destinations included in the discount flight list than others. Victoria's Deputy Premier, James Molino, says he wants a better outcome than just one location in Victoria. But Federal Tourism Minister Dan Tehan is calling for positivity.
We're going to work with the aviation sector. They've identified key routes that need stimulating, that really need that demand. And once we see that demand back in full, we're going to look at other destinations. So this is all about making sure we're all working together, supporting each other.
Political party leaders in Western Australia are campaigning on the final day before polls open tomorrow for the state election. Polls for tomorrow's election predict a Labor victory, with West Australian Liberals leader Zach Kirkup promising to leave politics if he loses his marginal seat of Dawesville. Mr. Kirkup took over as the leader in November after Liza Harvey's resignation. The 34-year-old says he has no regrets and that his party worked hard. The outcome of former Finance Minister Matthias Cormann's bid to become the next Secretary-General of the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development remains uncertain. At least 30 Australian and global charities and research institutions have signed a letter calling for the OECD to remove Mr. Cormann from the race, saying he has a public record of stopping effective climate action. Mr. Cormann is up against former European Union Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström from Sweden, who, if successful, would become the first female head of the organisation. Roger Federer has lost his quarterfinal match at the Qatar Open. Georgian Nicolas Basilashvili took out the Swiss in 3 sets. Federer won the opening set 3-6, but went down 6-1, 7-5 in the final 2. The former world number one says his first event after 2 knee surgeries is just a stepping stone to full fitness for the grass court season. I'm Sonia Lal. This is SBS News in Easy English.